going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to said program, John Cooper. John, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us in Baltimore, as always.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We know there's a lot of things going on with the draft, a lot of narratives, a lot of drama, a lot of crazy things that took place. But let's start with the number one overall pick. Cam Ward Jr. came from Incarnate Word, went to Washington State, Miami, set all sorts of records, helping the Hurricanes be formidable in 24. His skill set translates how to the Titans, and in particular in an AFC South, which appears to be Houston's to lose. But then again, how does he change the narrative there?
Well, they need a quarterback badly, and I think they just took the best quarterback available in their minds. And, you know, we agree. We think he's a great athlete. He moves well in the pocket. I mean, his pocket presence isn't always the best, and sometimes he'll bail out too soon and try to make a play where he had something in the pocket. He's got a strong, strong arm. He can throw the deep ball. He's got ability to throw every NFL throw. He's got some things to work on, you know, as far as, you know, playing in the pocket, not bailing too soon, things like that. But and his accuracy sometimes wanes at times when he's moving. But overall, and he's a gunslinger. That's a good thing. He's very aggressive throwing the ball downfield. There's a lot to like about him, his talent level, and we think he could develop into a real nice quarterback.
John, let's talk about the Ravens. What'd you think of Starks and Green?
Well, those are two guys that we were really surprised were there at those picks for them, and we really have liked Malachi Starks for a long time. He's a versatile safety. He can play one high, two high. He can move down in the box. He's actually got some corner experience. He's a very good zone defender. He's got very good instincts. Downhill, you know, coming downhill against the run, he can slip blocks on the move. I mean, he's just a really, really good football player. We probably had him too high. We had top 10 value on him from the get-go. And we understand safety's not the highest graded position in the world usually, but we think he's got tremendous value. Green is a guy, we understand there's some potential issues there. And that is why we believe he dropped out of the first round, you know, some allegations. But really smart football IQ. He's got a tremendous arsenal in the pass rush. 17 sacks, obviously at a lower level of football, you know, group of five type guy. So he didn't play against the best competition, but he's got great football IQ. We had our guys talk to him down at the Senior Bowl, and we're really, really came away impressed with him. He has a pass rush plan. He's a very smart player, and he's very skilled. Great speed to pressure. Speed is really good. He's not as quick off the ball as some people might like, but once he gets off the ball, his quickness makes up for it, his speed to pressure. He's really a good football player.
All right, John, how about the three old linemen that the Ravens took? Emory Jones, LSU, Garrett Dillinger, LSU, and then Carson Vincent, Alabama A&M.
Well, you know, Emory Jones is a tackle. He probably is more of a right tackle, but he's played left tackle. He's played all along the line. He's, He's playing for LSU, and LSU, if you look at what they did protecting Jaden Daniels a year ago, that's a really good skilled offensive line. So they got themselves a very, very good football player, and that's going to add to their depth. Dellinger is a good guard. I mean, a very good interior blocker. I'm surprised in some ways, he's got some holes, but he playing in that line, he's worth the pick, especially in the seventh round. Carson Vinson is somewhat of a project, but we really like him. We've got a guy that focuses on the HBCU and looks at their players, and he came away really impressed. We heard from a former NFL personnel director that contacted us about him. He's a very physical player. He's raw, in terms of some things, but he started 48 games at left tackle, and we think he can play that in the NFL. He's got some developmental work to do. They were a little bit more run-oriented team at Alabama A&M, but great tools, a great prospect to work with. We think that's a really good pick for them.
Did you see him at the Senior Bowl, John?
Yes. Yeah. Our guys were down there, and we saw him. We saw the film and everything like that. I'm going more off the game tape. What I saw, the type of player, right, and footwork, but we like him.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, let's look at the division a little bit, John. Cincinnati, Shamar Stewart, what do you think of him?
Well, we like him a lot. He didn't have the production that everybody wants as far as sacks are concerned. But, there's a lot more to it than sacks. His pressure rate was, if it wasn't the first, it was in the top two or three of defensive tackles. So he played a very good defensive line. And, he can get to the quarterback. He could pressure the quarterback. He can make things very uncomfortable. He can push the pocket. He can slide down inside. He's a really good player.
All right. How about a couple of guys from Cleveland? Mason Graham, Schlesinger, and then Judkins, the running back.
Well, Graham, we think it was the best tackle in the draft. They think that he had a great pick. He's got a great motor. Makes plays downfield, all over the field. He's got great lateral movement. He's got a good upfield moves in terms of rushing the passer. He's more of a little bit more collapsed the pocket, but he can escape and he can sack the quarterback. And he's just a hot motor player. Schlesinger is one of my favorite linebackers. He's a pure linebacker. He's got great skill. It came from out of nowhere in some ways. He was a terrific special teams player for 2 years, and all of a sudden he's a starting linebacker. The metrics like him. He's an excellent cover linebacker. One of the best cover linebackers I've seen as far as a zone defender. And he's got good man-to-man skill. He's a guy I really like. And it doesn't surprise me he went where he went. And, Judkins was Mr. Inside, although he can do more than that for Ohio State. And Henderson was Mr. Outside. So they had a really good combination with two great backs. And, we think Judkins is a really good player. And that's about where we had him projected. Maybe a little lower, around 38, 39, but he's right in the ballpark. Same thing with Schlesinger.
Now, John, what about Pitt? Derek Harmon, Caleb Johnson, Iowa, Jack Sawyer, Ohio State, and then you could throw in Black from Iowa to the D-tackle, since you guys probably saw him a lot being right up the road.
Right. The first one, Black, first of all, I think the guy we like the best of that group is probably Harmon. We think he's a really good defensive tackle. He's got good pass rush skills. He plays with a hot motor. He got good hands, very strong hands. He could even play a little five technique. I mean, he's a good fit for Pittsburgh's defense. He can rush the passer from the inside as well. Caleb Johnson, we're surprised he lasted that long, to be honest. We thought he was a second-round pick. Jack Sawyer is your classic try-hard guy. Doesn't have the speed, doesn't have the athleticism, but he just makes plays. and I won't discount him for that. I mean, he just is a really, really good football player. And we, again, that's, we thought they got a great pick there because we thought he was a second round pick and they got him in the fourth round. So that's, but again, 4.940 at his pro day, you know, the analytics don't like him, to be honest. So, but I like him as a player. And so I think, and he'll fit with Pittsburgh very well. Yaha Black is a guy that could play five technique. I think they listed him as a defensive end. We saw him as more of a three technique, down the line guy. We saw him play. We like what he brings to the table, but you know, he's not the greatest, you know, athlete in the, or not the biggest, most physical guy. And he's got some holes in terms of some technique, but he's got some talent. You know, we thought he would have been more a later round pick than the fifth, but hey, Pittsburgh liked him. They jumped up and took him.
Now, John, how about a guy in the first round that you guys had higher that dropped, you know, more than you thought would drop? Who was that surprise guy for you? And don't put Starks. We've already talked about him.
Okay. Well, Sanders, obviously, you know, is a guy that we thought higher, but, you know, we're very surprised he dropped as low as he did. We didn't think he was the best quarterback in the draft, and we can understand the mobility issue in the pocket. Pocket presence. It's going to take some time to develop him as a quarterback because you're not always going to have the clean pocket you need. But we still thought somebody would take him higher than that. So that's the biggest surprise for us.